There is not enough darkness in the world to snuff out the light of even one small candle. This is Thought for Today. Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Marion Eidelman said, "There is not enough darkness in the world to snuff out the light of even one small candle." That's very important for us to consider. No matter how large the candles are, no matter how great the candles are, no matter how many the candles are, darkness cannot snuff them out. Because what happens to the candles? The candles glow and there is no darkness. And the more candles, the less darkness there is. You might say the light snuffs out the darkness, but even that is not true. Because the light is itself, and the darkness is itself. When people want to live in darkness, and it is their choice, they live in darkness and they experience darkness. Now, what does darkness mean? Darkness means the lack of awareness, the lack of understanding. In other words, the lack of illumination, the lack of understanding of anything. It doesn't matter what the subject may be, but it's a lack of understanding. Because when you have the lack of understanding, you are unaware. You are not illumined. Ah, oh, I see. You know, when we say, oh, I see, what we're saying is, I got that point. I got the illumination. Now, illumination is a pretty wonderful thing. And when you consider that one little candle can illumine such a fantastic area, it's utterly amazing. You take a candle in a window in a house out in the mountain, and you're going toward that house. There's one little candle there, just one little candle burning in the window. And it's not enough of a candle to read by, not enough of a candle to find your way to the bathroom with. It's not enough of a candle that illumines the room. You have to hold the candle up like this to see the floor. But yet, it can be seen for miles and miles and miles. As a wanderer is traveling across the desert and he sees that, or he's coming up the mountainside, he sees that, or even any distance at all, you see the candle. And that light, that one little light, illumines the pathway of so many throughout life. Now, let's take that into a new, different area. One kind thought can move a person to accomplish miracles. A kind thought like, you can do it. You can do it. Whatever it is that you're facing, if someone comes along, like your mother, and she steps into your room while you're doing your homework, she has no idea what you're doing. And so she sees you busily at work at your table there, and she says, "Well, sweetheart, I see you're doing your homework." "Yeah." And the mother detects instantly that she's having a little trouble with it. And so she says to her daughter, "You can do it. I believe in you." And she goes out of the room. That's all she says. But she turns on those juices within the girl. She turns on those confidence attitudes that were hidden perhaps a little bit because she was struggling. And the girl looked at her subject with a new point of view. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And because she looks at it with a new point of view, with a new attitude, with a new illumination, inspired by what her mother had said to her, and she doesn't say, "Hey, Mom, thanks a lot. I appreciate that inspiration." She just does it, and she thinks that she did it herself. And hey, that's cool, too. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter where our inspiration comes from, whether it comes from a candle, or whether it comes from a kind word, or whether it comes from some, yeah, my teacher said that you do it this way. Well, how could I forget that? I mean, she told me right in class how to do it, and I forgot it, you know. And then all of a sudden, you remember. And you say, wow. Well, now, the chain of events, the little light that your mother cast into your eyes as you were troubling yourself with the problem, and then she says, "You can do it." And so then you stop thinking you can't do it. And when you stop thinking you can't do it, then you're in line to be aware that you can do it. But it's such a wonderful thing what a little bit of illumination can do, a little bit of light can do, a little candle shining on our awareness and bringing us understanding, bringing us illumination. And it's a beautiful thing. Now, can this take place for anybody? Can this take place in anybody's life? It sure can. Sometimes it's just the opposite that takes place. They're having a boxing match, and these two guys are boxing. And so then the coach comes up to the guy who's not doing too well, and he says, yeah, I kind of thought you were going to win. I knew you were going to let that guy take you. He knows all the tricks, and you know them too, but you're not using them. But he's using all the tricks. But that's okay. You can lose if you want. And the guy goes in and says, no way. No way telling me I can lose. No way. I'm not going to let that happen. And see, it's a backward light, so to speak. But the coach knew that he had to encourage this guy into really feeling sorry for himself and realizing that he's feeling sorry for himself and says, stop feeling sorry for himself. And then he made a turnaround. This oftentimes happens. This oftentimes happens. And just like when, again, you have a boxing match, and one of the boxers is using foul play. He's not playing cricket. Well, cricket is another game. But he's not playing fair. And so the audience, boo, boo, boo. Well, when the audience hear the boo, I mean, when the audience make the boo, the two boxers hear it. And the one who was treated badly, you know, the one who was treated badly, he says, hey, they're with me. They're with me. Hey, they could have shouted, hooray, 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 or boo to the other guy. And it's the same thing. And this inspires the person. It illumines him to get out there and be a winner and follow through with his ability to box or any other sport or any other activity. Or the mother coming into the daughter's room and saying, you can do it. You know, you can do it. You're brilliant. And every day, when a parent lights a candle, and they light a candle at breakfast, they light a candle at lunch, they light a candle at dinner, they light a candle as the kid's going to do his homework, they light a candle as the kid's going to bed. How do they light a candle? They say, you're a genius. You're a genius. You're a genius. You're a genius. Now, the kid's not always going to believe he's a genius. But as the time goes on, that's going to sink into his consciousness, and that's going to be the only thing he knows about himself. Whether he says it to himself or not, doesn't make too much difference. But that his parents say it to him, that the world says it to him, he will rise to that genius. Now, he may not realize that he can. He may not realize that he's got the talent within him to accomplish these wonderful things, but he'll do it. He'll do it. And the reason that he'll do it is that that's the only thing he knows inside of himself. That's the only thing he knows. Now, when Joan of Arc had the inspiration from her divine self that she could lead the French army to victory, she had one thought in her consciousness, I can lead the French army to victory. And so she went to the general, she went to the king, and she says, I can lead the French army to victory. And the king says, well, I wish somebody would. Because, I mean, they were losing very badly. And so, she says, try anything. And so, she went into battle. And she not only led them to victory, but led them into many victories. Because she only believed in the voice within her that says, you can do it. You are the one who will lead them to victory. You are the one. Now, how does that voice get planted in there? How does that voice get planted in there? Do you think perhaps she was alert to the fact that the army was having difficulty? Was she alert to the fact that the army was not succeeding in winning their battles? I'm sure she was. And do you think that have you never had these little voices that come inside you and say, hey, that's a great idea. Go and tell them. Write this down. Say this here. And you don't do it. Mm-hmm. You have all sorts of inspirations from time to time, and you don't do it. Now, just imagine if everyone would start with us, if we would follow that inspiration within us, wow, we would be magnificent. We would accomplish things that we never dreamed we could accomplish. And we would have a lot of fun. Now, how is this to be exercised within us? We have these candle lights that glow in our mind. We have these candle lights that are sparkling within our attention, and we don't pay attention to it. We say, you may, I will, I can, I do. They're simple little words, but the inspiration comes, yes, I can do it. Then go and do it. But what if somebody else is doing it? It doesn't matter. Then the two of you do it. You know? It's no big deal. Just go and follow whatever your inner light tells you to do. Now, if your inner light tells you to chop off your hand, I would think about that very seriously. But the thing is, listen to your inner light. It doesn't tell you to chop off your hand. It tells you all the wonderful things to do. It tells you all the happy things to do, all the successful things to do. And then miracles happen. But you got to set the course in motion. You got to set the cause in motion. You got to set the world in motion to accomplish whatever it is you want. You got to look at that little light glowing there, that little illumination, that little thought that comes to your mind that says, you can do it. And then go do it. Then go do it. What do you think a genius is? A genius is a person who follows the candle when it's lit. What do you think an artist is? Where did the artist get that creative, dynamic imagination from that lets him paint or write or sculpt or compose? You know, where did it come from? And we all have it, but they follow it. They follow the light. Now, you say, well, some of them are kind of lucky they can follow it early. No, you are unlucky because you were told not to follow it early. Mm-hmm. Wait till later. You'll go to school, you'll learn these things. And now, if you quest after anything, do it now. And if Mozart's dad had said to him, put down that violin, don't you ever touch any of my violins. Don't you ever touch anything of my, you know, he would have probably turned away from even music. You say, how can that be? Well, sure. When you turn off the switch, it's not there anymore. And it's just as subtle, it's just as sensitive, it's just as what word could you use for that? It's just as mystical, magical as that can be. Because one minute you have it, the next minute you don't. Not because you don't deserve it, not because you didn't do something right, but the inspiration isn't there anymore. Hey, we're going to Disneyland. We're going to Disneyland. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We're all going to Disneyland. And then the next day, when you're supposed to go to Disneyland, you receive a bunch of tickets in the mail to go to SeaWorld. And you say, well, look at these. We got SeaWorld tickets. You know what SeaWorld is? And SeaWorld, this, that, and they have rides in SeaWorld, and they have this, and they have that. Well, let's go to SeaWorld instead of Disneyland. A moment before the tickets came, you were ready to go to Disneyland, and then you were changing it, maybe a little pushing, but you were changing it, and you went to SeaWorld. Now, you may never go again to Disneyland. You may go hundreds of places, but not Disneyland. And you may go to Disneyland. It doesn't matter. But the point is, you were inspired to write these great concertos, and then someone turned off the light or turned you in a different direction. You know? You never can tell. You never can tell how life is going to work with us and how life is going to handle us and how we are going to handle ourselves. But when you have the light, when you see the candle, when you see the the candle, that there's not enough darkness to snuff it out. Encourage it to glow. Put your hands around it when the wind comes. Don't let the wind blow it out. Don't let the rain fall on the flame and put it out. Because the rain is someone else's idea. The wind is many other people's ideas. And the idea of itself is so significant to you that no matter what your age, no matter what your time in life, it is still just as beautiful. Grandma Moses found her candle late. Many other people found their candle late. Picasso changed his entire style of painting late in life. In fact, he was 90. And that's quite something, you know. That's quite something. But not really. Because Picasso, I'm sure, has felt that he was 25 years old all his life. So what difference would it make if the calendar said 90 and he was still 25? He was having all sorts of new, beautiful ideas coming up. So let these candles shine in your world. Nurture them, care for them, encourage them, and have a great experience with them. There is not enough darkness in the world to snuff out even one candle that we want to stay lit. I love you.
Love you.